This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, hello. My name is Joey Kidney.
And welcome to Young, Dumb, and 21 in a World.
I'm not going to do that. But welcome back to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the last few. I think this is episode 3. Why am I already lost? This is definitely episode 3. But I want to tell you guys that I was recently listening to this music. And I listen to music a lot. I listen to a lot of music, and I have a ton of Spotify playlists, and you guys actually seem to love them a lot. And I make them on like certain situations. Like I just made one on like heartbreak and heartbreak hits, and then I made another one on like, I make them on like seasonal depression and stuff like that. So like the winter wake ups one, and you guys really like them. And if you want to go check out my Spotify, it's at Joey Kidney. It's definitely not an ad. Why did I say an ad? I'm such a promo whore. It's definitely just Joey Kidney. But if you want to check that out, that's what it is. And I play a lot of stuff on there. It's actually kind of creepy. Like people literally just like sit and like watch what you're listening to. Like sometimes I like to play a little My Neck, My Back. And then people are always tweeting me and being like, why are you listening to this? And I'm like, I don't know. Don't ask me these things. This is weird. Why are you watching? But then I kind of forget that I'm like a figure of the people sometimes. But the reason why I'm talking about music is it really inspires me to do what I do. A lot of the times, like I wish I could sing because I have so many emotions. I have so many thoughts that I write down, and that's why I make my videos and everything. And I've been through so many hardships that I feel like I can write like this bomb album. But so, speaking of writing, this is why I want to talk to you guys. There's this song coming out, and it's called Milestone. And I wrote it with my buddy named Matt Walden. And since I can't sing, he's singing and he's doing the lead on vocals. And I believe on March 16th, it is coming out. And I think that's actually crazy. With something that inspires me so much, it's finally coming out. It's finally happening. And like, I've always wanted my name on a piece of music. I will never sing. I will never rap or anything like that unless it's a joke. But to have my name on a piece of music is going to be really, really cool because I've always just wanted it because, I don't know, it helps me a lot. Music helps me so much. It saved my life and it helps me a lot. So I'm really happy about that. So March 16th, make sure you just keep an eye out. Milestones, it's coming for you. Now, today, I asked you guys, I went on Instagram Live, and I asked you guys, what do you guys want me to talk about in today's podcast? And a lot of you said self-love. And that's a difficult topic, because I believe that we all experience times where we don't want to self-love. Sorry, I had to burp. I had to hold it in. Last podcast, it was really weird when I burped. like on the thing, and it, I'm sorry. So I held it in. If you hear pauses, it's probably me burping because I am drinking a Coke. Cause I never drink pop. You guys call it pop. I call it pop because I don't know. I'm Canadian. Anyways, self-love. I shouldn't be drinking Coke unless they want to sponsor this podcast. Then I will drink Coke every single time. But self-love on social media is the first thing that I want to touch on. And that's, I think that's like the hardest one because it's not something that's necessarily like an existing physical thing. It's just something that's in, like, it's in your hands on your phone. It's not this thing that you can touch. And my neighbor is saying hello to her puppies, and she does this every single time, and it's honestly the cutest thing. It makes me wish I had a puppy. Listen. Oh, it's just really cute. If you hear that in the background, that's them. And honestly, I'm not even going to try to like pause this. It's super cute. Like, I don't even care. I love it. So self-love, literally just get a dog and it'll solve all your problems. But self-love on social media is a tough, okay. She's showing a lot of love right now. Okay. Listen, ladies and gents, please stop. You, aren't ruining this broadcast. Podcast, you are just ruining my love for myself. And okay, she has gone inside, and now I can finally collect my thoughts on self-love on social media. And I just took a sip of Coke, so I'm probably gonna have to burp again. So just be prepared for everything. So self-love, I've talked about this before, and this is a little bit off topic, but I feel like it relates. Compliments are literally the worst thing ever. Compliments on social media are the worst. I believe that they're worse than hate. See, hate you can get over, but compliments, they go into your brain and they go into your heart, and they make you feel like you are something that you are. You're not that. But growing up, when I was 16, I first started like Instagram, and I started social media, and I just started posting pictures of myself. And girls, for some goddamn reason, they found attraction to me. And that was really weird. That was really weird for me. Not that I wanted. I'm a straight male. That's not the point here. The point is that I was getting told that I was like this beautiful kid. I was perfect, and I was hot and everything. But then I would step outside my door and put my phone in my pocket, and I would never hear those compliments. And I think the number one thing is that you should not compliment someone online if you don't say that compliment in person. Because I feel like saying it in person, you can tell everyone like, oh my God, this is so pretty. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Sarah, get it. Get it, bitch. Oh my God, that latte makes your boobs look like it's just, it's, I don't, what? Boobs look, what? Why am I talking about boobs? What lattes now? That's 10 times better. Okay, back on topic. Compliments are very hard to deal with because you go out, you're thinking like, oh, I'm this like perfect human being, I'm amazing. But then you go out and nobody compliments you, and it's just like it hits you like a brick, and then that turns into hate. And for me, this is all a personal experience. This is my personal thoughts. And so when I was looking at like this, you're perfect, I hated being called perfect. I am the perfect me. I do believe in perfection. I believe that people are the perfect versions of themselves. But I could not deal with these compliments because they just, that wasn't self-love on social media. It was like lust. It's just so fake. So self-love on social media is just post what you want to post. Post stuff that makes you happy, post stuff that you love, and going into the next thing, which is self-love in real life. That's another real hard thing, because especially going from social media now, because let's be real. You're listening to this probably because you saw it on social media, or I promoted it on social media. And that, so we all have social media. It's all in our lives. It's in all of our lives, not in all of what? See, guys, the dumb part of the young, dumb, and 21 is hitting me right now. Let's take a deep breath and let's collect our thoughts real quick. I don't know why I'm talking to you to collect your thoughts. It's definitely just me. But self-love in real life is something that I think it takes a while for us to understand and realize and cope with, because there's definitely people who are very cocky and very self-absorbed and self-obsessed. And Maggie Linderman created a song called, I think, Obsessed, and it's all about somebody who is self-absorbed. And I think it was about Brendan Taylor. And I've never met the kid. I don't really know anything about him. Seems like a fine dude. But I don't know why. I'm not trying to start beef. That's not what I'm doing. But her song was just like, this is basically that people are way too obsessed with themselves. And there's a difference between just loving yourself and just being obsessed with yourself. And that's a fine line. And I think that people who are really searching for self-love aren't obsessed with themselves. So I think that's a little bit different. But just making sure that you're doing stuff that you love in your life and hanging out with the people that you love in your life, then I think you're going to be completely all right. I don't think you need any tips as long as you're doing what you love. And it's like almost like the saying, like, I'm forgetting it now. Love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. It's just like that applies to every situation. That applies to life itself. If you're loving life and you're loving what you're doing and everything, then self-love will come. It will come. If you're being active outside and you're doing stuff that really, really makes you happy, then that's amazing. Don't let people tell you differently. That is literally the best thing you can do. If somebody doesn't like what you're doing, screw them. They shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be watching. You should not be surrounding yourselves with those type of people. Be with people who, once they see you happy, they light up. They are not jealous. They are not concerned. They light up with you. And I think that's helped with self-love, is just surrounding yourself with the people that you love, the people that inspire you to just keep being you, not to change who you are or not to feel bad about yourself. Because I feel like a lot of people now, especially with social media, we're trying to like base our success off of others. Like, for me, example, like looking at how many followers I have on Instagram, I'm basing that success off of the next person, off the person that I follow. How many followers do they have? Do I want to beat them? Do I want to be more successful? And it took me a while to realize, like, I don't give a damn anymore. I'm literally just posting these pictures because I love them. And I love being happy. And I love taking pictures. And I love people taking pictures of me. Like, I like modeling. I think it's fun. I think it's a great form of art. And that's self-love. That's self-love on social media. Doing what you love. Posting what you love. And I took that and I started taking photos of people as well. And then that made me love what I do in real life and on social media even more. So just keep doing what you love and self-love will come. If you're doing what you love, you will love yourself as long as you're doing what you love. Trust me. If you think that you're going to love yourself because like you're doing a job because of the money or because it's something that like you think is impressive to the other people, you won't love yourself. You'll never find love in that. I don't care if it's paying you $5, if it's paying you $10, if it's paying you $100,000. If you love it, do it. You recently watched an episode on New Girl. And if you know them, there's the main characters like Nick, Schmidt, and Jess. And Nick, everyone thought he dropped out of law school. He dropped out because he couldn't do it. He said he always wanted to be a bartender. And he is a bartender. And everyone was so cool. Like, everyone was questioning him. Like, why'd you drop out? Why'd you drop out? And I told you I was going to have to burp. I feel like this is the appropriate time because I'm talking about New Girl to burp, which is, I think that's okay. But Nick, basically, he was telling his story and then nobody really wanted him to finish his story. And then at the end, they were like, okay, you can finish your story now. And he hands him a paper and they're like, what? What's this? And he's like, the end of my story. And it was his, what is it called? That like final law test that they do. It's not the bachelor, the bar you do for being a lawyer or whatever. I don't really know everything. And he just hands it to them. And he got it. He finished his bar. And he was successful. He finished law school. But he wanted to prove to himself, not to anyone else. He wanted to prove to himself that he can do it, but he really just loved bartending. And he continued to do bartending, even though he could be making a lot more money with being a lawyer. But it doesn't matter to him because he really loved bartending. And I'm not saying that you should go be a bartender or you should go drop out of law school. I'm just saying that you should be doing what you love. And I think that's a great example is Nick in New Girl. He's doing what he loves. And he's a lazy slob, but he loves it. And that's his lifestyle. So just do what you love. And why does it matter? Why does self-love matter? You won't be happy a day in your life if you do not love yourself. If you're constantly putting yourself in others, or if you're constantly just not spreading love, you won't be happy. You're going to be this piece of mush. And if you think, the other thing is that if you think just sitting on your couch every day and just waiting for the time to come is going to help, it does, but it gets to the point where you need to get your ass out of that couch and you need to get up and go do something, whether that's go work out, go for a walk, go for a run, go find the job, go talk to friends, go do something. Go love yourself. Go freaking love yourself. And I'm not talking about the love yourself you do on your couch, if you know what I mean. The little five-on-one, distributing free literature. I can't say literature. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, that's the young part of the young and dumb in 21. Man, this is wild. I can't believe people are listening to this. But this is what I love doing. Like I love this podcast. I think it's really fun right now. And granted, I've only done 3 episodes. I mean, it's not even done this. Am I gonna survive? I could die from this Coke because there's so much sugar in it and so much. There's sodium. There are 25 milligrams of sodium. Coke, I love you. Please sponsor this. But like, chill with the sodium. You're a little wild. Yeah, I need to stop that. I need to show my body self-love and literally stop drinking pop. I never drink it. I really never do. It's just I kind of needed some more energy, so I figured I would pop a nice Coke. That's a bad line. Coca-Cola is a better line. The other thing that I really think needs to be talked about, and I have a hard time talking about it because I'm not privileged. I grew up very, very below average, and I've worked for every penny I have in my bank account, every penny I have in my pocket, and it's not a lot, but I've worked for it. I've never not worked for it. And my first job was teaching kids how to skate. Then my next one was working on a golf course. Then my next one was working on a grocery store. And then I started YouTube and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, and creating Stay You as a brand. And if I work, I make money. So I'm not a privileged kid, but I think that's why this is hard to talk about as a male, because I know that there's a lot of hate on the whole male side of things right now, which is hard, because I'm a very loving male. I show a lot of love to other men, and I show does that sound weird? I show a lot of love because I don't think anyone's being like, hey guys, like, I know other guys suck right now, but if you're a good guy and you're doing good things, you rock, you do well, and keep doing well, keep doing you. Like, I want to be that guy for other guys to be like, oh, I feel a little lonely in today's society right now. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing I want to talk about, is self-love as a male. It's a very hard thing to do. I mean, we were all kind of raised, like, I'm a 96er, I'm 21 years old. So I was raised in the 90s. I mean, like halfway through the 90s, I'm not really a 90s kid. But it was just, I was still raised very traditionally. And my parents were never like, oh, you can't cry. But it was definitely like, I grew up playing hockey and I grew up playing sports, and it was very much so like I was a tough guy. I was a tough guy. And I feel like a lot of men find it very hard to self-love. Like, a lot of men fear feelings. A lot of men think that we aren't supposed to feel things. And I made this video called Boys Don't Cry, and it's like, we do. We cry. Boys cry. Boys feel things. Boys go through depression. Boys go through anxiety. Boys go through their – I think boys have periods, honestly. During the month, I have a spell of a week where I am the shittiest version of myself. Am I allowed to swear on this podcast? Hey, Joey, am I allowed to – I don't know who to ask. I don't know. I don't swear often. But finding love as a male has been a difficult thing. I haven't cried in, I think, 8 years. Like, I tear up, but I haven't had a tear like fall down my face in a while. And I don't know why. I don't think it's because, like, I love crying. I think it's a great thing to do. I just haven't done it in a while, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm scared, because I don't know. The pressure of society on men is a lot. And I know it's also a lot for females. I'm not saying that it's not. I know it's a lot for every gender out there right now. And I don't know all the specifics about the genders right now, because there are a lot. There's a very long list now, and I apologize for not being educated on it. But being a male and self-love is a difficult thing, even with like other guys. Like I have a lot of friends that are girls because I like surrounding myself and like talking about my feelings. I love talking about my emotions, my feelings, like my experiences and everything like that. And I feel like a lot of guys, it's not that they don't talk about it, but they're scared to talk about it, especially with new friends and new guys that they meet. They want to be all like, yo, what's up, bro? Yeah, you grab a beer and check out that chick. Like, is that what we're supposed to do? Like, we are so formed and so, like, manipulated into just being this douchebag of a dude. And every girl that's like, oh, every guy sucks, every guy's an asshole, you're not helping by saying that. You're forming us into the fact that, oh, we are supposed to be an asshole. People, like, I'm not saying that I believe that, but men do. When you make fun of us, what else are we supposed to do but form with the others? You know, there's not a lot of people out there who have the courage to step out from the group. Did I just say oot? Did I just show my Canadian? This is wild. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Kinney's Canadian again. But I'm serious though. Not a lot of guys have the guts to step out from the pack and be like, hey, I'm hurt and I'm not okay. That's a very tough thing to do for anyone. But I think for a guy, and especially if you grew up very, very strict and very traditional, where it's like you're not supposed to feel things. You're not supposed to fear. You're supposed to be the man of the house. You're supposed to protect your woman. You're supposed to do everything. You're never supposed to cry. If somebody's crying, you do not cry. You look them in the eyes and you tell them they're okay. And if you – I don't think that's a bad thing as a male. Like when my friends cry, I look at them and I do not cry. I look at them and I find out how to make it okay. I find out how to touch them. That sounds really weird. I find out how to emotionally touch them where it's going to make them feel okay. And that's what I really try to do. But self-love as a male is definitely difficult. And I think I'm going to end this off with the reasons why I created Stay You and Stay Beautiful and Live to Be Happy and Be Happy to Live. And the main reason is because I was trying to figure out this phrase where it's like, why you should love yourself. Everyone was always saying like, hey, be you. I'm like, why be you? Why not stay you? Everyone's trying to change. Stay you. Don't just be you. Don't be this version of yourself. Stay you. Stay this version of yourself and don't change who you are. Just my big thing is that I really want people to love the life that they're living. And in order to do that, you have to love yourself. And if that means you need to get up and go do something, go do it. Just think about it beforehand. And love yourself, truly. Love yourself. And I know that is a hard thing to do. It's a very hard thing to do. But really, the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you believe in you and you love you and you're able to look yourself in the mirror and be like, today is for me, tomorrow is for me, this life is for me. And love yourself. That was a weak burp. I'm sorry. But that is the end of today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Today we talked about self-love, and I mean, as you can tell, in the last two we talked about getting cheated on, and we also talked about, I'm so bad with my memory. We also talked about feeling alone by like when you're surrounded by people. So if you want to go check those out, please do. Make sure you follow this, review it, rate it, like it, repost it, wherever this is, share it with your friends. I'd love for them to listen, and maybe I can call you guys on this podcast. Is that like a cool thing to do? I don't really know the segments I want to do. I want to kind of do like little sessions in this, and I want these podcasts to get longer or maybe not. Like, do you like them longer? Definitely leave feedback below. This is only the third episode, so take it easy, fam. Did I just say fam? I hate myself sometimes, but I love myself, and I think you should too. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.